The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brother who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows his time is short. Sort of like mine. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert, where she would be taken care of for a time's time and half a time out of the serpent's reach. 3.5 years, 1,260 days. No, this is not an American airlift. Some people believe that. Why do I know it's not an American airlift in the sense that we're the eagle being referred to? Because this is the exact same terminology that God uses in Exodus chapter 19 to describe how he took them out of Egypt on the wings of an eagle through the Red Sea. I think if we're thinking about anything here, we're talking about the angelic war and the angelic participation in making that event come to pass. All right? We're not talking necessarily about, well, the eagle, you know, America has the American eagle as a sign, so that must be talking about us. You know, if the Lord allows us to help them out of Jerusalem at that time, praise the Lord, but that's don't reach too hard to try and find us in there. Okay. Then, where are we at? The woman was given two wings of an eagle so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the desert where she would be taken care of for a time's time and half a time out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with a torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Yeshua. Who is that? Obviously believers. And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. Some of your translations may say that John stood on the shore of the sea. That is not an accurate translation. It is the dragon that stands on the shore of the sea. All right. Why do we get this story? God inserts this story so that we have an understanding of what is about to happen on the earth. As hard as it is for us to comprehend, you'd have to go back and read Job and other passages. Satan is as much a part of God's divine plan as you and I are. He has a role. He is a pawn. He is going to do exactly what he is supposed to do and nothing more, nothing less. Up until a certain time, he has had access to the heavenlies. He's had access to the presence of God. It clearly says that in the book of Job. But there's coming a time when there will be a war in heaven and Michael, the archangel, the prince of Israel, will throw him out. Now, get the picture. He can't even take on Michael. He sure can't take on Jesus. All right? And by the way, I have to say something else about Michael. I would sort of like to be there the day John Travolta faces him. I'm dead serious. You know, Jude and other gospel writers or other New Testament writers talk about how in the last days that mankind will revile and blaspheme heavenly beings, and they won't even have the good sense to shudder and tremble while they do it. I will not see that movie. And I'm looking forward to the day when I meet Michael and say, Michael, it may not have been a whole lot, but I want you to know I would not watch your name be disdained in that way. We better be very careful. And I know there's some shows on right now that you know, Touched by an Angel. This is a whole commentary on something else. Be careful. That's all I'm going to say. It's got some good messages, says some good things, but folks, Hollywood doesn't know of the truth about angels. Okay? And if we want to know about what the angels say and do, we read it in the Word. All right? So, now, I've made some of you mad because you really like that show, and truth is I do too, but just be careful. All right. So what happens? The dragon attacks Israel. Now, that's really interesting because the church says Israel is of no consequence. The church says we've replaced Israel and God doesn't care about Israel. Let me tell you something. Satan knows Israel is still the chosen people of God because he's out to kill her. Okay, maybe, I hate to say this, but maybe we ought to take a lesson from Satan. If God's done with Israel, there's no reason to pursue them and kill them. And yet, there's no reason for the Holocaust. They've done their deed. Okay? They are still the chosen people of God. They have to be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But God has continued to be faithful to His promise to them in spite of their wickedness. Guess what? He does the same thing for you and me. Don't resent the fact that God has been faithful even in their unfaithfulness, because, folks, that's what He does for me every day of my life. Okay? He's going to be true to them. So the child, the Messiah, is caught up to heaven. And what I really want you to focus on is that the children of Israel, those who will listen and believe, flee into the wilderness. Now, this is amazing. I don't have a lot of time to go into it. But suffice to say that based on some research and study being in the land, we made a discovery a couple years ago that absolutely blew my mind. If you look at a map of Israel, which I don't happen to have up here, I don't know where I'm going, and you know that the northern part of Egypt and the southern part of Israel are connected by the Sinai Peninsula. No, it's not. That they may call that the Sinai Peninsula, but that is not where Mount Sinai is at. Paul in Galatians chapter 4 clearly says that Mount Sinai is in the southern deserts of Arabia, not the Sinai Peninsula. 2 million Jews didn't walk around for 40 years in this little piece of land and not leave one archaeological trace. Come on. This is not the way it works. Go with what the Bible says. The Bible tells you exactly where it's at. What we discovered is this, very quickly.